Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can,
come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen? The generation embraced it. Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Yourself from everything else, to just forget about what happened at work today, whatever's going on with the kids right now. Make sure that you take that time during the day that you can just put them to bed, put them down for naps, let daddy handle them for a while, let mommy take care of them for a while, take them to Nana's for a minute, but you got to have some time that you give back so you can see who you are, so you can see what God has for you today. So the way you do that is you block everything out. Let this world just fade away. I don't care. You can be in the midst of wherever you are. Still away somewhere. And just say, here I am, Father. And just open up your heart. Open up your arms. And the enemy is going to try to play games with you and try to get things on your mind. And he's going to try to ring your phone. And he's going to try to send someone to your door. And he's going to try. And he's going to try. And he's going to try. But you. My precious woman of God, you, my precious brother of God, has got to be strong enough to move the flesh away and say, I am spirit. God, I open up my spirit to you. And I just want to give myself away. I just want to give myself away. Just do what you want. Have what you want in my life right now. Show me what it is that I need to be doing right now. What I need to hear from you. Lord, I need to hear from you. In order for me to succeed in the rest of my day, in order for me to go forward, I need to hear from you. Hallelujah. I don't hear from you. I just don't know what to do. I have no direction. So I come to you and I give myself away. I cry I promise you. They moved that first day and you said, I just still didn't feel anything, Evangelist. I didn't hear anything. I'm not for sure. Just keep on seeking him. That's what you're doing. Let him know, Father, I'm following your word. I am seeking you. I'm seeking your direction. I'm seeking your righteousness. I'm seeking your answers before I step out and do something that I'm seeking you. Hallelujah. Giving yourself away to the Lord. Well, all right, sisters and brothers, God bless you, each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure to just to be here with you, just to share what God has put on my heart, just to share it with you. It's an honor. And I thank God for all that he is, all that he's done, all that he's doing. Thank you for his provision. I thank you for right now, for even doing the healing process of the minds of those that are lost, that has surrendered and said, I can't do this anymore without you, Father. I've tried in all kinds of situations, but I can't do it. I need you. I need you by my side. I need you to walk with me. I need your directions. I need your word to be that light for me, for my feet. I tend to get off of my pathway and go somewhere else, and other things get my attention. But if I can keep my eye on you, if I can keep my mind stayed on you, I know that I will feel your spirit guiding me, leading me, pulling me towards you. So I just want to give myself away to you. I don't want to get involved and get in the midst of it. I don't want to get involved and get stuck somewhere in the beginning and in the middle or the end of it. I want to be where you want me to be. I want to be where you want me to be, when you want me to be. So I just give myself away to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to give myself away. God bless you, each and every one of you. And I ask the Lord to just continue to be with us and around us, like the walls around Jerusalem. And we just thank God for a praying spirit. We thank God for another day's journey. Just thank God for allowing us to be here in your word. And we ask that I just move away, dear Father, and just minister to my heart, dear Father, as you seek out each and every individual that is calling up on your name right now, dear Father. And as you answer those prayers, and as they find you, they find the answers, because you are the answer, dear Father. And we just come with you with thanksgiving in our heart for all of the birthdays today, dear Father. Ramona Warfield, happy birthday to you. And to all the other birthdays all around the world today, I say happy birthday to you. From Evangelist Von Dumas at the Tri-Anointed Ministries, I just say happy birthday. God bless you. I pray that you do something just peaceful, enjoyable on your birthday. Hallelujah. So I just say thank you. I thank God for my kids. Hello, JD. God bless you. Hello, LaMeca. God bless you. And my grandkids. Hello, Tatiana. God bless you. She's going to give a scripture tonight. And then I thank you for my grandkids in Boston. JD's kids, hello, Nathaniel. I love you. God bless you. Hello, Janelle. This is Granny. Love you. God bless you. And hello to baby James, who is 2 months on yesterday. God bless you. We love you. Hello to my daughter-in-law, Danielle. And we just continuously bless my sisters and brothers. Hello, T and D, Barbara, Reggie, DeConcelin. God bless each and every one of you, my nieces and nephews. And just want to say a special, special, special hello. God bless you and I love you to my mother, Miss Annie Pearl Harwell, and who has been released from the hospital today. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just excited that she at least is out of the hospital. She's back at home. And, of course, she feels no better when she's in her home. So she's at home. And I thank you, God, for the siblings that are there, has traveled to be there with her. So God bless you, Reggie and Barbara. I know you're on the way. And so God bless each and every one of you for being there when those that are even farther away were not able to get there at this time. So thank you, Lord Jesus. You're just so good. You're just so awesome. And you say you would be the strength to the weary. You say you would give that strength to the weary. So we're going to tag on that a little bit, just just being that strength for us. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our strength. Your word stands forever, and you are that strength. So, God, bless each and every one of you that are sick. Believe that he is the healer. Bless each and every one of you that has perfect health, that you would not be involved in sickness, because he will keep you there in perfect peace. And hallelujah, just keep on leaning and trusting and doing what you need to do with him. And even though things may form against this body, remember this body is just earthly, so things are going to form against it, but nothing shall prosper. Hallelujah. Even death cannot prosper against this body, because absent of this body, and we're still going to be present with the Lord, okay? Hallelujah. So don't get deterred. Don't get upset because the doctors may have given you a bad report. Don't get upset because of the way you're feeling right now, because God is the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Tatiana, God bless you. God bless you. Let's make sure that we have you open up. Tatiana?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I can hear you barely. I need you a little louder, though. And all right, I think she's going to try to call back in to get a better connection. So we'll definitely just wait on that. We're going to let her our scripture, which is going to be coming from Psalms 49. Our scripture will be coming from Psalms 49. All right.
Great.
And let's see. Yes, I would have a better connection now. We definitely do. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and start. You want to say hello to everyone?
Hello, everybody. I'm going to read, me and my mom's going to read Psalms 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The iterance for my heart will give understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surrounded me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches. No man can redeem the life of another, a gift to God, a ransom for him. The ransom for life is costly. No payment is never enough. That he should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that wise men die, the foolish and the sinless alike perish, and leave their wealth to others.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Lameka Dumas, proud mother of Tatiana Dumas. And I'm just going to continue on Psalms 49. I'm going to pick it back up at verse number Psalms 49. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. But man, despite his riches, do not endure. He is like the beast that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their sayings. Like sheep, they are destined for the grave, and death will feed on them. The upright will rule over them in things. Their forms will decay in the grave. Far from their princely mansions, but God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing with him when he dies. His splendor will not descend with him. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise you when you prosper. He will join the generation of his fathers who will never see the light of life. A man who has reached riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish.
Wow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the readers, dear Father, of this word. And for every listener who has decided that they're going to apply this word to their life, us. What a special thing. What an important thing. He said there's nothing wrong with the riches, but he said the riches without understanding. Hallelujah. And he's already repeatedly have told us to lean not to our own understanding, but it's his understanding that we should be seeking. So it's the riches without the understanding that causes us to perish. Hallelujah. It also tells us that no payment is ever enough, that you should live on forever and not see decay if you are out taking life. Hallelujah. He said, we as Christians, why should we fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround us? Remember, we just spoke about that, that we as Christians, we have to know that we are in a battle. Anytime you're in a battle, you can't say, I might get in a fight. You are in a fight. But we got to lean not to our own understanding about this battle, because if so, we get so indecisive, we won't be able to make up our mind, and we get struck, and we get punched, and we get kicked, and all kind of things. We get knocked down because we can't figure out what to do. But it tells us that we need to lean to his understanding, seek him and his direction, and then we can stand boastful and say that I'm armored from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I have my armor on, and I'm tightening it up as I go. And I understand that I'm in a battle. So I'm not going to fear about the evil days, because they are coming. And they're, as we look around us, there's more and more and more and more. They are here. They're coming even stronger. But I'm not going to fear about that. I know that there's wicked deceivers all around me right now, even as we are here praising the Lord. They're there. They're here. I just have to make sure that I don't put myself in their way, but they still may come across my pathway, but I fear not. I fear not. For the Lord is with me. He is my shield, and he is my protection. And he has a way out for us wherever we're at, even if it means outside of this body. You said, why do good things happen to bad people then? Why do bad things happen to good people then? You know what? Even if it means out of this body, he still has our protection. He still covers us. We have that shield around us. Even death can't break our shield. Hallelujah. Because even when we're absent of this flesh, we're still covered. We're present with the Lord. So that's still the good news. Hallelujah. Strength to the weary. What are you worried about tonight? What's on your mind that's got you upset? What's got you divided into three different things that your mind can't even hold on to one area thing of thought, because you're divided into different things? He gives strength to the weary. Strength to the weary. And we thank him for that. We thank God for that. We thank God again just for everything that he said and everything that he's done, going to do, going to say. God, again, we're just thanking God for the healing of all of those that are sick. And I pray for all of those that are in nursing homes or hospitals that don't have anyone right now to visit them, don't have any right there around them. God bless you. And as we spoke about it, God said, give you the word, because I need you to hold on to it. Use it as a holding. Use it as a weapon. Use it right now against the ones that are trying to come against you. You may be sitting there by yourself and lonely right now. The enemy's been talking to you all day, saying all kind of different things. You may be incarcerated, but not behind walls. You may be inside of your own home, but full of incarceration. You're blocked up, locked up. You're hard, you won't let nobody in. Different things. You feel like everybody is punching you. Everybody is doing you wrong. Everybody has something against you. Everybody else is able to maneuver around in the world and do what they want to do and say what they want to say. But every time that you get ready to do something, every time you try to fall in love, you get hurt. Every time that you go out and meet somebody, they talk about you. Every time you get ready to get a job, you never get that promotion. Remember, we said as Christians, we know that we're going to be hit on this battle. You got to learn to fight. You don't go to a battle and not be prepared to fight. But Isaiah 54, he just breaks it down for us. So as you take your weapon, which is the word of God, you got your shield of faith, the sword. That's a weapon. That sword is the word of God, the living word of God. Isaiah 54, and we're just going to, for short term, let's just do 15, verse 15 through 17. It says that if anyone does attack you, it would not be God's doing. whoever attacks you will surrender to you. God said he will make your enemies your footstool if you just fight in God's way. Because he's the leader. He's the one. He's the one who's leading the battle. Because he said your battle is his. What I'm saying is don't get discouraged. Don't sit down. Stay in the battle. He says in 16, see, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals and the flames, and forges a weapon fit for his work. So the weapon that you have in your hand is forged, ready to be fit just for your weapon, just for your war, just for battle, just for your fight. He knows which weapon you need. And it is I who has created the destroyer to work havoc. No weapon forged against you will prevail. No weapon. So I don't care what it is. It can come with you with the weapon of lying, the weapon of cheating against you, weapon of separation, weapon of destruction. Whatever weapon it is, it said no weapon that's forged against you will prevail. Now, did he say it would not be forged against you? No, he did not. He does not say it would not be forged against you. The chat room is now open. And it will be forged against you, but just don't worry. Regardless of what the doctor says, that's just the weapon being forged against you. God has the last say. You said, but I still don't have the answer. If you've got God, you got the answer. God is your answer. Just keep on holding on to him. Don't let go of him. God, I'm not letting go. I'm just going to hold on to you. I'm not letting go. Just remember, when those words come to you, you got to be able to encourage yourself with the word of God, saying, you know what? Those are just weapons that have been forged against me. They will not prevail. It said, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their indication for me. So when someone say, you know, you are, you know, you're definitely going to be down and you're definitely going to die, you're definitely not going to get that job because you're not qualified. Maybe, but if God says so, you go around that. So what God says is the last thing. We don't have to sit and ever have to wonder about what is it that God wants for me. We know God wants what's in his will for you. His will for you is his way for you. If you're seeking him and you're walking by his faith in his word, that's his will for you. Don't be afraid to step on out there. Do some things. Do some things that you haven't thought about doing. Don't sit there and be weary about it. What if I don't? And what maybe I can and maybe I can't. Step out there on faith. If it's not the direction he wants you to go, he'll let you know. But the thing that you can't do is not do nothing. Not do nothing. Let's continue. The call-in number is 646-642-4916. I remind each and every one of you, you can reach out to me by email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, walkwithmegod@aol.com. Our daily quote for today, we wanted to come to you, was from Oswald Chambers. And we've quoted a little bit today. Let's just go back over it. I think it bears repeating. It says, whenever the insistence is on the point that God answers prayers, whenever that's the main point, he says we're off track. What he means is he said that the meaning of true prayer is that we get hold of God, because God is the answer. See, not seeking so much the answer and running with the answer, because we'll forget about who is the answer. Who's the answer? Who's the messenger? God is the answer. If we concentrate on getting our relationship together with God, then we will have the answers. Hallelujah. We will have the answers. He is our answer. He is our source. So that is the daily quote for today. Now, how are we going to live that out? I understand that today, just like tomorrow, it's some things that's going on in your life. And it's going to be some things that you're not going to understand. It's going to be some things that you want to get cleared up. You want some more understanding about. That's exactly who I am to you. I'm here for you. I want to be that person for you. God loves you. Have you loved on God today? God cares for you. Are you doing anything today to show that you care for the Lord? God wants to be a part of your life. Have you invited Christ into your life today? God wants you to reach out to others the same way that he's there for you. Have you just dared and reached out and said some kind word to someone today? Did you stop an argument today or did you start an argument today? Did you reach out of the way of that source that was, you felt, you know that it's not going to work today? You know that it's going to start something? Did you walk away or did you just stand there and try to provoke the situation? God is watching. God is listening. Each and every one of us. It's so many times, especially us as Christians, it's so many times that I hear over and over again that, you know, we sit on the same seat at church, but she knows she don't look at me. I know I don't look at them. We don't look in their direction. They don't look in our direction. It's time to come together. How are we ever going to get together in heaven if we can't even get along here? You don't have to love each other to the point that you're in their face 24/7. But you got to be able to respect each other. You got to be able to do something for your sister or your brother when they're in need. They don't even have to tell you the need. If God says, what if he say, go over and pray for them? Are you not going to be obedient to the Lord because you have so much anger in your heart? It is better to just walk away than to form anger in your heart. Don't be angry. Just say, I agree to disagree and continue to go forth. Hallelujah. God is wanting you to know that whatever it is in your marriage, whatever it is that is blocking you right now from being closer to him, he's still waiting. He's still patiently waiting there in line for you. He's patiently waiting to give you the strength that you're looking for in all of the different places. What he did for Hezekiah, he wants to do for you. And it never will change. God's word doesn't come back. Isaiah 40 and 8 tells us that the grass withers. He said, even the flowers will fall. He said, but my word stands forever. Again, that's something worth repeating. Repeating in the midst of every, when you get up in the morning time, before you even start your day, it's worth repeating to yourself that the grass may wither today. Flowers may fall, but the word of God is standing forever in my life right now. So even though I may grow tired today, I may get weary, I know that he gives strength to the weary. And it said that his understanding, no one can fathom, that he gives strength to the weary. And he increases the power of the weak. He gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of the weak. Hallelujah. So we have to continue to hope in the Lord because he will renew our strength. He said as he renew our strength, we will begin to soar on wings like eagles. He said we will run and will not grow weary. He said we will walk and we will not be faint. Why? Again, because he gives strength to the weary and he increases the power of the weak. Hallelujah. He increases the power of the weak. I love the way Isaiah just breaks different things down. Isaiah, let's look at Isaiah 30 and 17 real quick. Isaiah 30 and 17, he says that a thousand will flee at the threat of one. A thousand, think about that. But at the threat of five, you will all flee away. To your left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on the hill. What if we joined together and prayed for this sister over here together? If one of us stand together and stand there and pray, a thousand enemies can flee. A thousand demons can be released. Not just her, but her family and all around her. The cup runneth over. So we all get together and pray together. We got to pray with them. But, you know, sometimes you have to be careful about who's praying over you because everybody's not praying for you to be set free. Everybody's not happy that you're not down in the pit with them. Everyone is not happy that you're up and they seem to be down. Even though in your heart you may be tore down. Even though things may be going on in your life that they have no idea about it. But because you choose to carry a smile, because you choose to not let it tell the world or show the world how upset you are about it, they choose that they want to punch you and they want you down with them because they have chosen to complain. They have chosen not to draw strength from the Lord. And so they see your smile and it just irritates them. And you say, what did I do? You didn't really do anything. Hallelujah. And then we can flip that thing around too. That there are many of us may have joy down deep in our heart. But it may not necessarily show on our face. Not because you don't want it to. That's just, it just doesn't. To you, you're thinking that it is. And we may look at that person and think, you know, what's really wrong? What's going on? And in actuality, it may be nothing wrong. We can't judge. We need to talk to each other. We need to learn to communicate with each other. In Isaiah 26, he said that God will keep us all in perfect peace. So all of you that are lonely right now, all of you can't find the answers right now, all of you that are weary right now, know that God will keep you in his perfect peace. How do I get there? You've got to invite him in. How do I get there? You've got to confess your sins. We're sinners. We're born into sin. Why does that upset us so much when someone said that we're sinners? Why does that get under our skin so deep? We were born into sin. We are sinners. You must confess your sin. You must invite him into your heart. You must let him know that I believe that you gave your son and that your son died for me. He gave his life for me that I may be able to come back to you one day for my betterment. This is what you did for me. You got to be able to tell him, I believe that. I know that. And then he said, I will keep you in perfect peace. You know that he's talking to you. He broke it down to make sure that you know this is you that he's talking to. He said, those who keep their minds steadfast and trust in me. You have to make a choice today, sisters and brothers. Even that when you wake up in the morning as you start out on your way, make a choice that I'm going to keep my mind steadfast in the Lord today. And as you go through the day, just try to remember it now. Try to hold on to it, because just the enemy's going to try to come and steal that seed from you. Try to hold on to that throughout the day, throughout your conversation. Just try to break your day into segments. Start your morning. Try to make sure as you get to your car, I'm still thinking, my mind is stayed on the Lord. As you go through your morning time and whatever you're doing at work and whatever you're doing, after a while, you'll find yourself just humming a little song, or I'm a singer, so I'm singing or humming something. My mind is staying on the Lord. As I'm doing something, I'm praying for those around me. Because if we open our eyes, we can always find somebody that is requesting prayer or some situation that God is requesting us to pray for them. It's always that opportunity. Yes, there's always an opportunity to get upset with someone. It's going to be always an opportunity if we look hard enough to pick a fight, start a fight. But come on. We've been calling ourselves Christians for too long. Now let's start walking in a Christian way. Let's start being what it is that we say that we want people to see when they see us. Are we perfect? We're born of flesh. We still have flesh wrapped on our bones, so no, we can't be. But we're spirits. And our spirit is in the image of God. We can do better than where we're at. We can do better from what we're doing. We're wanting the perfect peace, but we don't want to keep our minds steadfast on the Lord. We're wanting perfect peace, but we don't want to trust truly in the Lord. Too many things distract us. We got the TV, we got internet, we got people at the door, we got people on the phones, we got text messages, we got all kind of drama going on. We don't want to keep our minds steadfast on the Lord. we don't keep our, want to keep our trust in the Lord, because we got Jim and Bob over here telling us somebody else that we should trust in. And after a while, they become our celebrity. They become our God. And they become more important. And we'll run in to look at them or talk to them before we'll run in to pick up the word and talk to the Lord. I will run in and say a quick look words to the Lord, but we never take our time to listen, to hear what he has to say back to us. One day we're going to meet him face to face, brothers. And he said, all of those who have called out, Lord, Lord, doesn't mean that they're going to enter into my kingdom. He said, when I come back, I'm looking for a pure heart. I'm looking for those who haven't wrinkled up the word. Those who haven't said one thing and lived a different life. He said, that's who I'm looking for. He said, when I come back, I'm coming to choose my own. And as we look around, I want to be ready to go. I know not when the time is going to be. I want to be in that number. I want to be caught up with him. As my pastor and co-pastor says, Dr. LaSalle Arvine and Portia Brooks Vine, it says they want to be going up. They're not going down to the grave. They're going up. They're going up with him. They're going to be caught up with him. Hallelujah. Going to be snatched up with him. He's coming for us. He's coming for those who's living, waiting for him. He's coming back. And I know you've heard that. And you're saying, I just don't even believe it. I don't believe that this world is going to end. I don't even believe that the last one ends. I don't believe that he's coming back. I believe that God is something, a figment of someone's imagination, and it's just got blown out of proportion. So he invites you to come and invite him in your heart. He said, if you invite me in, I will take residence in your heart, and I will show you myself. I will reveal myself to you. He said, I will create a new person in you. And where all of the old things that you believe, the old things that you thought that you lived by, the old things that you've been taught all your life was the only way. He said, I'll move all those things out. Behold, all those things will be old. I'll make you a brand new creature in me right now, if that's what you want. He said, I will give strength to your weary mind. I will let you rest. You can run to me for shelter. I want to be your Lord. I want to be your Savior. Ma'am, I know you've been looking for that person who you think is going to save you. But he says, I want to be your Savior. I want to be your Lord if you'll just invite me in. If that is you today, let's take these last few minutes and do the most important thing that you'll ever do in your life. Just repeat these words. It's so simple. He said, it's this simple. Lord, I love you. I ask you to teach me to love you. I open up my heart to you right now, and I invite you to come live inside of me. I'm a sinner, dear Father. I believe that, God, you gave your only son and that he gave his life for me, and he rose 3 days later. I accept you. I believe, and I confess my sin. I invite you to become my Lord and be my Savior. I need a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited right now. I just feel the Holy Spirit. I'm so excited. Remember, it's very important right now. Just please listen to me from the Spirit. It's important that you get with someone now, that you reach out to someone and let them know of your decision to follow Christ, that you've invited him to live inside of you. You can reach me and I'll get in touch with a pastor in your area, whatever you want. It's not just about me. It's about you and your relationship with Christ. But the enemy's going to try to steal what you just did. You got to make sure that you got someone stronger that's already on that road, that's